I'm Chris Hagen. For those who don't know, I've been a language coach for many years. In my career, I've taught a wide variety of people, from famous singers and radio presenters to doctors, uni students, and yes, even desperate housewives trying to find an English lover. I finally decided to share my thoughts, tips, and tricks with the world. Also, check out my YouTube channel if you want to see my ugly mush. So let's kick off this podcast with a great jingle.
Doesn't matter where you are, in the car or at the bar, here for you comes in your ears, another word for thanks is cheers. Here's the new kid from the block, here for you around the clock, sharing all his English tips. Chris
is an anagram of risk.
Chris,
no, please no.
Yeah. So I found a video on the internet of you, and you were doing something.
Was it if I wrote a note to God?
What? What was that? I wrote a note to God, yeah. What was that? No, I was thinking on PornTube or YouTube, wasn't it?
Oh, gosh, no.
Pornhub, no. And it was on YouTube I saw the video.
Oh, God.
So go on then. What did I find on YouTube?
I don't know.
But I wrote a note to God. Is that the name of the song?
I don't know.
You were singing. So what happened to your singing career?
When I was younger, I used to be a part of a choir and...
a real one?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
And I was part of the church choir as well, the school's choir. I had a group that I used to sing with.
You were busy then.
I used to sing a lot and now I don't, which is kind of sad.
Why not? What happened to your singing career?
Because life came along and you had to grow up and I had other priorities.
But Elton John's still going.
Oh, they're rich.
But why did you stop? When did you stop singing?
I haven't stopped singing. I still like singing at home and when I'm relaxed or when I'm with my friends. So.
And what kind of music
jokingly,
do you sing?
Jokingly, I like singing.
Oh, are you prattling about then? So what things do you normally sing?
Songs.
Really? That's unusual.
I like making up silly songs.
You don't
songs.
Sing shopping lists? You're also a writer. You like making up silly songs?
We all want to belong. I wrote a rap when I was like 14.
Why do I have to pull all this information out of you? You've got all this information in your head and you go, never.
Oh,
I wrote a rap song when I was 14. Go and tell us, what was this rap about?
It's about ambition.
Okay, then.
God rest his soul. My friend,
is he dead?
Yeah, he is. Ah, okay. He passed away.
Sad. So you wrote this about him or with him?
No, we've collaborated together.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was good.
And what's it about? Just ambition, fam. What does it say? Do you remember any of it?
Yeah, I do.
Rap for us. Go.
Oh,
God. Go, girl.
It's not good, so don't judge me.
Go on.
It was like, we all want to belong, so we keep strong. We want to reach the top, so we never stop. Follow your ambitions and you make it in this world. Never give up on your dreams. You can make it up. Yeah, you can make it up. Something like that. It was very silly.
What was the laughing part of the rap?
No.
But you remember it still.
Yeah.
And you never recorded it?
Never.
Okay, so now do it again then properly for us. Go on.
We all want to belong, so we keep strong. We want to reach the top, so we never stop. Follow your ambitions and you make it in this world. Never give up on your dreams, you can make it up. Yeah, you can make it up. Keep your head's high and your fate strong. Because Ada's got no invitation if you got ambition. So listen up, it's time to share your vision.
Very good. I don't know how we can follow that.
I was 13.
You were 13. You're a bit older than that now.
Tickety boo.
Her name is Debbie, posh British lady. She loves Italian lifestyle more than her tea.
Debbie's back with...
Debbie tries to hum a tune.
A tune. That tune, okay.
Oh, Debbie.
It doesn't matter, it changes every week. It's Debbie at the end of the day, who cares? And so let's do this then. First of all, because you said you liked it last time when I threw a song at you.
Oh, am I doing that first?
I'm going to tell you a song. Let me think. But it has to be a song that you know. Barbie Girl. This is your warm-up, basically. So. Okay, My Heart Will Go On. Beautiful. Beautiful. If Celine Dion is listening now, she'll be snapping you up.
She's not dead, is she?
I didn't want to say she'd be dead.
So go on then. Look, well, no, by the time
right.
this podcast
am I ready with song number
so
five?
So you have your song,
okay,
number
you
six. I know, five, yeah, because the first one was Wonky Donkey.
Okay. So this is a classic.
It's a classic, so that means I will not know what it is then. Go on.
Do it. Okay, ready?
Go make me proud. I know it is, just wanted to keep going. You need an award for this. Is it I Will Always Love You?
It's so
from
new.
The beginning I got it and I thought, no, wait until she arrives to the chorus because it's the best
thing. I did that
quite
well. Was it in tune?
It was, yeah. I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was. I'm very sorry, apologise to all the people driving at the moment listening to this crashing.
Or trying to put the children to bed.
No, they have the Wonky Donkey. You can go back and listen to the Wonky Donkey if they want to send the kids to sleep. So what was the song again? I Will Always Love You.
Yes.
And I Will Always Love You, Debbie.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, I'm sure your kids and your husband is very proud of this.
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll see you next week then.
Bye-bye.
Next week or next time, whenever it will be, the future.
Bish, bash, bosh. Well done, Debbie. Ding dong.
Just a bit of advert.
Don't forget to follow all our social media accounts. Mondays, we have Business English. Tuesdays, English Uncovered. That's the podcast. Wednesdays, Say It Right. Thursdays, Fun Facts. Fridays, The Penis on the Table. Yes, it is. Saturdays, Sing It Right. And on Sundays, Everyday English. You can find all the links in the description.
I've discovered something, a dark, dirty secret of yours.
Oh, gosh, what is it?
Not OnlyFans. Not yet. You never know what happens in the future.
No, my father would kill me.
Oh, yeah. And so you tell us what I found online.
I don't know. You said you found something.
I found videos of you.
Doing what?
One of you singing.
Oh, God, that's horrid.
What was it? Teen Idol or something?
Yeah, I was very young, okay? And I didn't practice.
But you're very young now. What are you trying to say? I'm dead.
No, I was like 17. It was horrible. Please don't look that up.
Don't look up IO.
I tried to get it put
Teen
down
Idol.
By sign. I signed.
Ah, because you didn't publish it.
No, I didn't publish it.
Somebody else. It's not on your channel.
The Teen Idol channel published it.
So you can't.
I got to the semi-finals.
Exactly.
But then I messed up at the semi-finals.
Hey, okay, people mess up.
It was horrible.
But so that's not actually on your channel. But I also found your channel, which is Hey Ayo.
Yes.
And what is on this channel? Why did you stop doing it? Explain everything. Tell us all this
so,
secret.
So, when I was 19, living in Ireland.
A few years ago.
A few years ago. I started... I love makeup and I like to talk. And a lot
really? Never got that vibe.
A lot of my friends and family suggested I started a YouTube channel. And it was a big thing back then. Everyone was starting a YouTube channel. So, I tried it. And it actually... I really enjoyed it. It was very quiet. I recorded on like a Samsung.
And there's one video where you
it was really bad, but I enjoyed it. And then I didn't record anything because I wasn't sure what my niche was. Mm. And then when I was living
then
in...
Then you found shoes and cheap clothes.
Yes, when I lived in Italy, it was kind of hard to find things that I liked in Italy. So I would shop online and
you got some very sexy red boots.
Yes, and I wanted to tell people about this really cool website that I found and
where everything's a fiver.
Yeah, everything
and it still exists. You
yes,
said.
It does.
What's the website? Everythingsafiver.com.
£5.com. Yeah.
Ah, okay, so it's in England.
I still buy things from. Yes, it's in England, but you can get it delivered to Europe, anywhere in Europe. It's really good.
But you're also a designer because in one of the videos, you actually put glue on the bottom of the shoes. But why? To stick to the floor? Do you want to explain
no,
why?
No, it's because the heels was making a lot of sound. Mm. So
what,
I did,
what was what in the video you said they were going?
Click, click, clack, 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 clack.
Which to me sounds like a chicken, not shoes, but never mind. You can decide for
basically,
yourself.
Basically, the idea was you could like hear chicken. Me miles away before you could see
well,
me.
I love you and all, but you can hear you miles away regardless of the shoes.
That's
I think Shane will agree to that. He sat in the corner quietly
absolutely
over there.
Bless
him. Bless him, Shane. Okay, so who's our guest for today?
Our next guest is...
Now there was a time when they used to say that behind every great tile there had to be a great Shane.
Shane's back. Hello, Shane.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. We have a question from Stefano. I'm going to call him Stefano Dinner. But his name's in Italian. It's not in English.
Do I know this, Stefano? No.
This one, no.
Oh, okay.
No, no. Why do you...
It just rung a bell for some reason, but maybe I'm thinking of something else.
No, but maybe you met him in Dublin, because last year in summer, he was in Dublin for 2 weeks. But he's a young kid, so... Do you hang around with 17-year-olds?
No, I doubt our paths crossed then.
Same height, same size ears, but maybe not. Actually, no, his ears are probably bigger. Anyway, Stefano asked, even though he's been there, can you tell him about some famous places in Dublin, for example, things to see, whatever? Because he thinks when he was there, he didn't really see much because he spent all of his time studying. So right. What do you think would be an interesting place? Maybe, okay, the touristy things, fine. But then maybe, is there any little hidden gems that you know about?
Yeah, okay, I guess we'll start in the centre in the touristy bit. So Temple Bar is where a lot of people go to get the Irish pub experience, where you'll find cobblestone and you'll find
someone
dressed as a leprechaun almost 350 days of the year. There is a famous bar as well called the Temple Bar, which will always be rammed to the rafters with people who just want to say that they've had a pint there. But that's a pretty famous spot in Ireland. There's Trinity College, where it's probably the most famous college in Ireland.
And the Book of Kells.
You'll find the Book of Kells there.
What's the Book of Kells?
The Book of Kells is something I don't quite understand the fascination with, but it's a book. It's a book, and there's different designs and sketches in there. But
I've seen the room where it is and didn't bother looking at it.
So it's one of those that, again, some people want to tick it off the list. You'll find a line out the door just to see the book. But they're actually very close to each other, Trinity College and Temple Bar. So those are the two kind of main spots.
Study and drink.
Tourists go to. There are other fun places to see in the city centre. Like, there's a leprechaun museum where...
Really?
I've
never been.
You basically step into this world and you become the size of a leprechaun.
Well, for you, it's not difficult.
Which doesn't take too much
off my
height.
Shane's not an umpa-lumpa, is that? It makes you feel taller.
Yeah, you go into, like, different rooms.
Everything's
and
bigger.
There's massive chairs and you can...
Ah, okay.
You feel... tiny. It's a bit strange, because I would have assumed leprechauns are a little bit bigger than that, but it's still, it's probably a cool place to
see.
I
thought they were like this big, like a couple of
knee
feet
high. Yeah. Maybe. That's what I imagine, but you do get to feel like a tiny person surrounded in, like, you know, a kitchen where everything is absolutely massive. So that's an experience you probably can't get.
I'm frustrating, but I can't make
a
sandwich.
Yeah.
So Leprechaun, what was it? Leprechaun Museum. Don't need the address, but where is it?
The Leprechaun Museum is not far from the city centre.
Ah, okay.
So it's probably...
There's only one.
Yeah, there's only
one. Right.
Yeah.
Leprechaun Museum, Dublin, on Google, and you'll find it. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. A little bit further out, you could go to a place called Kilmainham Jail, which is, it's not an abandoned jail, but it used to be a prison, and now you can go in there, you can get locked into a prison cell and experience what that's like.
Have you tried that?
I was offered it, but I turned it down because I didn't want to feel what it was like to be in a prison cell.
Mm.
Hopefully never end up there. But if you want to experience it, if you enjoy prison shows, then you can put yourself in their shoes. Give it a try.
There's an Airbnb that's a prison now somewhere.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know where the hell it is, but look online, you'll find it on Google. You type Airbnb prison. Somewhere they've converted a prison into Airbnb, left all the cells and stuff, and people can pay to go and stay in this place. Weird.
I imagine, that probably reaches out to the same kind of audience. But that's called Kilmainham Jail.
Kilmainham Jail, okay. The Guinness Factory, okay.
The Guinness Factory, but that's actually
still open, I guess.
I've never been.
Me neither.
It's one of those things where the locals don't really tend to do it.
Driving past it knocks me sick because of the smell. In fact, one of these stupid questions. Do you only drink Guinness because you're Irish?
Well, it is a question that I do get asked quite a lot. And, you know, I am part of the stereotype. I do enjoy a pint of Guinness.
For breakfast.
But interestingly enough, Guinness doesn't travel very well. The taste gets, well, to an Irish person, the taste gets worse the further away you are.
Because the water's different.
I don't know exactly. Don't know the science behind it, but
it's not all made in Dublin, is it? It can't be.
Is it? There's some that would be made outside of Dublin,
but exported.
Yeah, it's not the real thing, though, is it? Right. So if whenever I'm in Dublin, I make sure I drink Guinness because that's the best place you can drink it. But you know, places like Bristol that are close to it, they have a decent pint. London, you may not find the exact same. And there's a particular way you got to pour it as well, but that's
something that
the Irish understand.
Only it's a secret of the Irish.
Yeah.
And so the Guinness Factory,
Factory.
If you want to go and see it,
you can make your own pint. You can pour your own pint.
Ah, so you get to try it as well then.
Yeah, and you get a
for the people who've never tried Guinness.
You get a decent view from the top of the bike. I don't know if it's a balcony, but the top floor. You get a decent view over Dublin, so it's a nice place to see.
Mm. And then where else can you go? Everyone's...
Excuse me.
Hello, everybody. We're all coughing together. Cough with us. Okay. What else can we see?
If you're a bit of a historian, there is Glasnevin Cemetery, which houses the great names of the 1916 Easter Rising and Michael Collins and the historic Irish names that kind of made Ireland what it is today. You'll find those in Glasnevin Cemetery, so it's a place that you go to like on school tours. You'll see there just because of the history,
because of the famous dead people.
Yeah. So if you're historically inclined, that's a place to go to. That's not too far outside the city center, maybe 20 minutes.
They have discos and stuff, nightclubs. Remember, a nightclub in English is not a strip club. People forget that all the time.
We do have I've some never been around to one. They're more so pubs that turn into nightclubs.
They have a wee dance floor and a disco ball.
A famous one, if you're ever in Dublin, is called Copper Face Jack's.
Copper Face Jack's?
Yes.
Has he got a red face?
It's open to interpretation. I always think of Copper Face Jack's as, you know, coppers are policemen, so...
Ah, okay.
I think of somehow prison outfits, even though it's probably the opposite.
It's a fetish bar, basically. Men in uniform.
That's a famous one to hit up if you're ever in Dublin. Right.
So there's a pub that becomes a club after, let's say.
Yeah.
Okay. And where is that? In Temple Bar?
That's not far from Temple Bar. It's on a road called... It's escaped my mind.
Copper Face Jack's.
It's near St. Stephen's Green, which is famous green.
The park where there's a statue of Oscar Wilde, no?
Yes.
On a rock, sitting on a rock or something.
Yeah.
From what I remember,
not far from there.
Okay, and but there was something. What about places in Dublin not to visit to avoid?
Oh, you Shane's can't, house. You can't ask me that question.
Why? There's shitholes everywhere.
I don't want to say anything bad about parts of Dublin.
No, they're not dangerous parts.
I mean,
there's dangerous parts of every city, but
there are dangerous parts of every city.
You don't want a lost tourist going around and
you've got
to
be careful.
Being mugged because you didn't give them the information of where not to come. That Shane never told me not to come here.
Yeah, I guess...
We can make a map for Instagram. The tourist map of Dublin by Shane.
It's maybe an easy way to think about cities is the city centre is quite safe because it's very touristy and you've got a lot of people around. Then there's probably a ring around the city centre, which is where you'll find the dodgy areas. And then once you're beyond that again...
So you have to pass
suburbs.
A ring of fire, basically, to get out.
Yeah, exactly.
Johnny Cash. But then outside is nice, then, yeah.
Yeah.
So get suburbs. On the Lewis and go past. Where?
Go at least six stops. Let's keep it politically
Which
correct.
Is a sixth stop, do you remember? Don't remember. Where's Rathfarnham? How far is Rathfarnham?
Rathfarnham is in the south of Dublin.
Yeah, it's like 20 minutes, isn't it?
Not far, yeah.
But it's not bad there.
That's a decent area. Yeah.
I used to be there.
I've got cousins who live there, so I know it relatively well.
Yeah, I used to live in a little house there. I had a little house there. I was staying in it. And it was basically a garage. It was horrible. When I arrived, I'm like, but is this a house? And then we moved after that.
So thoughts on Rathfarnham?
It was all right. It was full of restaurants. I remember his restaurant. All he used to do was eat. And every day I used to travel again.
Houses and restaurants.
Houses and restaurants, yeah. So places to not visit in Dublin, you don't want to say?
No, I don't want to.
Check on Google then.
Yeah, yeah, Google that one.
Google that one. Where not to go in Dublin. All right, thank you very much, Shane. We'll speak to you again.
Thank you all.
Shane, Shane, Shane. Shane, Shane, Shane.
Okay, so remember to check out Spotify very soon for IO's rap.
Chicken, chicken, chicken.
He said chicken, chicken. What was that?
Chicken, chicken, chicken out.
Check it out. I always think you're talking about food. Why?
I love food.
Right, see you all next week. Bye.
Bye.
Doesn't matter where you are, in the car or at the bar. Here for you comes in your ears, another word for thanks is cheers. Here's the new kid from the block, here for you around the clock. Shining all his English tips, Chris
is an anagram of risk.